This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. His name is Jim Pettit, yep. And he is the CEO of Abbin Resources Limited. Well, they trade on the TSX Venture Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol ABN. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Everett.
Give us a little background on yourself, how you got involved with the company, and then maybe a little background on the company. And then I've got some questions, and we can go over a little bit of Q&A today.
Sure. Well, my background goes back to the early 90s in this business, and Abbin's a company I've been involved with since its inception, almost its inception. It's been in various aspects of the resource sector, from uranium to gold, and other elements as well, but other minerals. But it's been a very long time, and this time around, we are focusing on gold. It's virtually a new company. It went through consolidation through the very tough times in the last 4 years. So, you know, as far as capitalization, that sort of thing, it's just like a brand new company.
You know, one of the reasons why I asked you to come on the show, and I'm very excited about this, you guys are getting ready to launch a project over there in Forest Kerr, called the Forest Kerr Project. And what's so special about that, and correct me if I'm wrong, that's in the Golden Triangle area. What makes this such a significant region, the Golden Triangle area?
Well, it's an area that's been worked on for many years. It's northwestern British Columbia, and back in the day, when I was a kid in diapers, there was a lot of things going on, and it's the closest town to it, I guess, would be Stewart. And you go north of there, and you're right into the Golden Triangle pretty quickly. But there is so many big discoveries that have happened over the years, and now today it's getting a resurgence, largely because now there's infrastructure. There's a road that takes you right up to it. There's splays off the road that go out to the Eskay Creek site, and now on to what's called the Alta Gas site, where there's this huge camp, and that camp is like right in the middle of where all the new exploration's going on. And it's about exactly halfway between Eskay Creek mine and the Snip mine. And that's pretty well, if you look at the positioning of the land package we've assembled, it's right there. And the nice thing with this camp, it's got power to it. It's hydropower that's been put on the Iskut River. It's AltaGas owns the camp. It holds about 250 people, so all the companies are basically using it, and that's where the helicopters are basing themselves out of to get the crews into more remote areas. And these discoveries, all of them are extremely high grade. Historically, Eskay was probably one of the richest mines in the world when it was discovered. Snip, the same. The grades there are astronomical. They are mostly VMS discoveries, which is volcanogenic sourcing. But now Pretium has moved into the area with a huge discovery, and it's more structurally controlled, extremely high-grade veining. And it's creating a whole new avenue for us to go look, because the area has been looked over several times in the past. But it's been looked for the VMS style, not these new Pretium style.
I have had tons of mining companies on my show over the past year. What kind of exploration company are you guys doing? I mean, have you got the results back? How much gold is in a ton of ore there? Give my listeners a little feel of what you guys are seeing.
Well, what I've done is, you know, in order to get into this area, because I really feel strongly it's going to be one of the biggest major area plays that Canada's seen in over a decade. And what we've done is consolidated three large land packages that were individually owned, one by a public company and the other two by private geologists. And we've put it all into one large package. And so it dominates this main structural feature called the Kerr Fault.
Absolutely.
And throughout the whole area, you've got so much historical information that's available on the government files. They're called MIN files. And every mineral occurrence that's ever been found is in the files.
Right, so it's documented.
When you go into our website and take a look at one of the maps that shows all the mineral occurrences, it looks like it's got the measles because they show up as red dots. there's so much of it, and it varies. We've got samples that range from multi-ounce that haven't been followed up to copper, as high as almost 20%, things like that. And that's just that's a geologist's dream. It's what I call an extremely target-rich environment.
Absolutely.
We even got old holes from the days when Naranda was in the area and Kennecott was in the area. It's some of the holes that Naranda came out with, and they never followed up, where you get 17 meters of, 7.5 grams, the foundation of that intersection would have been a meter or so of 200 to 300 grams, so multi ounce. But that's more of a epithermal style discovery, where VMS, there's lots of that to be looked at still. Maybe a little bit lower grade, but it's far more disseminated. So you got two different things to look at here.
My guest today is Jim Pettit. He is the CEO of Abin Resources Limited. Well, they trade on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol ABN. They also trade on the OTC Pink Sheets down here at the States under the ticker symbol ABNAF. A lot of the companies that come on the show, they factor that out. They farm out that. Are you guys going to be doing that, or are you guys going to bring everything in-house?
Oh, it's pretty well all in-house. Do you mean by optioning out the property?
Exactly.
Other companies
yes.
to spend their money?
Right.
No, we've actually optioned the land. We can earn 100% interest in it over 3 years or 4 years by spending $3 million on the whole land package, not individually per property that we've acquired. So it's a good deal. It's a good deal for the guys, the underlying owners of the property, because if we make a discovery on one of the other properties, well, they'll benefit through their involvement with Abin, because, I didn't pay them cash, I just gave them stock. Right.
Right. So how does this area compare to the other, gold districts? And, I know that right now we have no revenues. When can we see actually something coming out of the ground and that we can actually start putting something on the balance sheet?
Well, for us in particular, I think we've got to go through an exploration cycle.
Okay.
Of drilling, which we've got boots on the ground starting next week, and we'll have enough time to generate drill targets based on the historical data. We've had to put together a huge compilation study of all the available data. They're going in there with specific areas to go sample, resample, check out, do some geophysics, et cetera, et cetera. We'll have ready to go by next late spring. Well, I couldn't even guess, but I would suggest 7 to 10 drill sites, drill locations to go put the drill in. These are primarily fly camps where you'd fly the drill in. But that'll be next spring. Right now, we're building up that knowledge base to know where to drill. When you go through that phase, and that might be a couple of years, you're going to, you do come up with a discovery, then you're going to move into a development stage.
Exactly.
Where you start defining a resource, and your spacing between the drill holes starts to shrink, and you're building a resource. And generally these things can take 5 to 10 years to take it through to production. And that's just and it doesn't really matter, and it won't really matter where you are. That's really what the timeline is.
I understand. And where are we at on the British Columbia property and the Yukon?
The British Columbia property, we're in the exploration phase.
Okay.
Which gives, investors probably the most joy, because if you go through the discovery phase, there's a lot of speculation.
Right.
When you go through that phase, and it's good times and bad times. And the good thing about the BC property in the Golden Triangle is it is an area play. Our stock just went from 7 cents to 35 cents. and now it's back down to 15. But that wasn't anything we did. That was our neighbor.
Right.
Coming out with results.
Exactly.
And, you know, and the anticipation of those results. And then it moved our stock up. And, I mean, not purely on that. It was, you know, we were fairly new to the scene, so people were getting to know who we are, and they're looking at us, and they're seeing the people involved in the company. That sparked a big uptick in the stock as well. But that's what happens.
Jim Pettit is our guest today. He is the CEO of Abin Resources Limited. Well, they trade on the TSX Venture Stock Exchange up there in Canada under the ticker symbol ABN. In closing here, Jim, is there anything that you and I didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out there to my listeners?
Well, I just think that to get into this type, the exploration phase, one of the benefits of being in an area play is that you can get a lift in the stock. You get joy from the neighbors around you having success, as well as us having success.
That's a very good point.
We've got some of the best people in the industry on the board and on the advisory board because these guys have had a lifetime in this specific area. I've got Ron Nedelinsky's our chairman. He just was in the discovery team for Eskay Creek and SNP. We've got advisory people, Henry Almack, Dave Caulfield, et cetera. I mean, these guys have been there since day one.
You want to give a shout out to your website and give them where people can find a little bit more information on your company?
Yeah, you go to abinresources.com. We've got a PowerPoint up now. It's a brand new one. It will change over time. But it's a good website. It's also got all the information on our Yukon property, which is also, a potential winner because, you know, we do have a discovery up there. We just need more money to get up there and do it. It's a very expensive area to work. So, you know, we're going to concentrate on this particular property in the Golden Triangle right now because we do have infrastructure in there.
Abin Resources has been our company that we're highlighting today on the show. Our guest is Jim Pettit. Jim, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but the best, and we're going to check back with you in a couple of months to see how things are going.
Great. Thanks a lot.